Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.
Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Tarai. I remember talking to you about the three major components of a goal, I mean of your goals, setting up your goals for your personal success. And one of the three, the three major components I spoke about were components of goals being inspiring, being believable, and being something that you can act on. And I did mention that in acting upon those goals, you have to be smart about them. So you have to be specific, and they have to be measurable, attainable, realistic, and they have to be time framed. But I also want to say to you that you need time then on that aspect of looking at the component of being smart and realistic and actionable. I want you to also say that you need to then make an evaluation and a reflection over those goals. And as you do so, that then enhances and enables you to build up, to modify, to restructure in order for you to do things that which you can take action on. Because as you make every step, you are able to note, realize, and pick whether or not there is an achievement that is coming up, whether or not there is something that you need to regulate. So in the process, you need to evaluate and to reflect on all these things. And of course, the basis for knowing where we want to go is knowing where we came from and where we are. It is also knowing how well we have done achieving things we have previously set our eyes on. This is the essence of evaluation and reflection. We need to understand how to look at what we have done and then use that as a platform for what we want to do next. The process of evaluation is relatively simple but can be varied in a bit. The most important point is having a process. And just a basic evaluation process is firstly that you find a quiet place. Reflection is best done away from distraction. It gives your mind space to think. This is one of the reasons which makes me what my friends refer to me as being. A lot of my friends say to me, "You are a night creature." Because they find me sending them emails at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., and 5 a.m. I'm already texting to them, "Good morning." And they're so surprised. What's wrong with this guy? Does he ever sleep? You know. So you need a quiet place away from distraction, because for me, such times of the night are quiet. They have no disruptions or disturbances. So you need to find a quiet place, and you also need to have a formula. And that formula is called keeping a regular time. When you keep a regular time, whether it is once a week or every other week or once a month or quarterly, you are sure to set aside a regular time or regular intervals to evaluate and reflect. It is those things which we do habitually that then become the process of our life and the pathway for our attainment and achievement of success, than rather things that you haphazardly fall into. Because along the way, if you do not have a system and a habit, then there is nothing which then engrafts a character build up within yourself for those attainments. Then the other thing is that you need to look back. You need to look at what you have accomplished and where you are. You need to be specific. You need to be truthful and to be ruthlessly honest with yourself. Ruthlessly honest with yourself. And you need to write down things. I always emphasize the aspect of writing things down. A lot of times when you write things down and you review them, you'll actually find there's more that you could have done and better that you could have done. And then you make notes and then you take steps towards doing it better. This gives you the chance at the next stage of evaluation to see exactly where you were last time. And, you know, it keeps you with a positive objectivity towards what you are pursuing to attain. You need to also look forward. You need to stretch yourself according to what works for you. That's just basics. It is very, very important. Evaluation is important for two important reasons. Firstly, that it gives you an objective way to look at your accomplishments and your pursuit of your vision or of your goals which you have for your life. Secondly, it shows you where you are so that you can determine where you need to go. In other words, it gives you a baseline from which to work. There is a saying which says, the unexamined life is not worth living. So to reflect and evaluate brings us face to face with who we are and what we have become. More importantly, it allows us the time to dream and create a vision for what we want to become. Only when we take time out of our busy schedules can we get into the state of mind and quietness of the heart where we need in order to find that inner place where we can see what we are and what we can become. Those who never take time to evaluate and reflect will blow to and fro through life, living by the forces of culture, circumstances, societal pressures, and unfortunately, personal weaknesses. They become wishy-washy individuals who are pulled whithersoever the wind takes them. In contrast, those who take time to evaluate will find that they are like an oak tree in a storm. They have a firm foundation. They know where they are going. They know how to get there, and ultimately, they will get there no matter what comes their way. Therefore, it is my strong encouragement to you to take a couple of hours this week to evaluate and to reflect and see where you are and note it in your journal so that as the months progress, you can continue a regular time of evaluation and reflection and you will see how much ground you have gained, and that would be very exciting for you. So take time to reflect and evaluate, knowing and being confident of this fact that it is well. Have a great life and goal setting.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. bothered me anyway.